Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet who prophesied a lot of things. He prophesied the virgin birth and the coming of Christ. But Isaiah also had some wonderful insights on some things. Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm going to look at verse 1, and then I'm going to drop down to verse 10. And the reason I want to use verse 1, because it gives us a setting for Isaiah in the prophecy that he's going to give. These visions concerning Judah and Jerusalem came to Isaiah, son of Amoz, during the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, and all kings of Judah. He's given a message to the people about the rebellious people in Judah. And I pick it up at verse 10. New Living Translation. Listen to the Lord, you leaders of Israel. Listen to the law of our God, people of Israel. You act just like the rulers and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Ooh. I am sick of your sacrifices, says the Lord. Don't bring me any more burnt offerings. I don't want the fat from your rams or other animals. I don't want to see the blood from your offering of bulls and rams and goats. Why do you keep parading through my courts with your worthless sacrifices? The incense you bring me is a stench in my nostrils. Your celebration of new moon and the Sabbath day, your special days for fasting, even your most pious meeting, are all sinful and false. I want nothing more to do with them. I hate all your festivals and sacrifices. I cannot stand the sight of them. From now on, when you lift up your hands in prayer, I will refuse to look. Even though you offer many prayers, I will not listen. For your hands are covered with the blood of your innocent victims. Wash yourself and be clean. Let me no longer see your evil deeds. Give up your wicked ways. Learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the orphan, and fight for the rights of the widows. And in verse 18, I'll finish with this. Come now, let us argue this out. God is saying it's okay to argue with him. It's okay to talk with him. You can argue it out with God. Who's a better person to have good dialogue with when you go into your prayer closet? Nobody's around, just you and God. Argue it out, he says. And no matter how deep your stains of sins are, I can remove it and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. I got a commentary here, and of course it's about prayer. Because God was getting tired of the going through the motions with the people. They became religious rather than having a relationship with God, just like we are today in some cases. And it's this here, it says, when a king grants an audience to a citizen for his kingdom, the subject will often approach the throne bowing low and using language that acknowledges the king's authority. Likewise, when we talk to God in prayer, we are coming into the presence of the King. And we must always remember that although God delights in our prayers and invites us to speak intimately with him, he is holy and absolute righteous. Therefore, our approach to God must always begin with a recognition of who he is and the confession of who we give. When Jesus taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer, he started out that way by recognizing God, our Father. So it's interesting to look at some of the Old Testament scriptures, especially the Old Testament prophets and that kind of stuff. So